This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
I'm focused. I've been watching for the omens. I've been listening to everything you said. It's been running through my head, locked and loaded. I got the feeling that you know it. Yeah, I've only just begun. I won't stop until it's done, till you're broken. So welcome to the fire.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, not mattering who the host is has been a thing we've talked about for years, but then I start thinking about it and nobody else has hosted the show besides me for years at this particular point. The reason I say that is because recently we moved a lot of stuff around and we were doing some file checking. And came to the realization that, yeah, it's been a long time since we had somebody else come in and take over and do some things. Anyways, how are you? Today's Thursday, August the 15th of 2024, the day that was never supposed to happen. And day 228 of the year and only 138 days left to go. So I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods because we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
With streams so crisp that you can feel the sarcasm in your ear holes. Radio Big.
Okay, yeah, hanging out with our friends at Radio Big. So how does it work? We do it in this particular format. We are a radio show that comes across on a podcast network that also is on the social media realms of different things that you can take a listen to, take a view at, because some people want to see the video aspect. And then we're doing that podcasting 2.0 stuff that if you have one of the streamers that allows you to see and hear the podcast in real time, that's one of those features that's available for you. So just some options there. But if you don't have that and you want to listen on the radio station, you have Safety FM. .com or Safety FM, the app. Also, you have the Radio Big app that's available, or radiobig.fm. And then, of course, if you wait for the podcast network to kick in, we're everywhere. iHeart, Odyssey, Spotify, you know, you name it, we're there. That one just takes a little bit, but you should be getting them now after this is this stuff is done in almost as close to real time. It should be almost loading at exactly right when we hit the end button here. So just information to share with you. Anyways, our show's related to safety in the news and safety. That's just kind of the way that it goes in regards to the stuff that we talk about and the stuff that we do. So don't worry about that. I will take you down the path for us to talk about the things that are going on. We will bring in some professional broadcasters that will talk about what they know that's going on. They come to us from the land of feature story news, so you don't have to worry about that particular portion. And if you want to interact with the show, easy to do so. Callinradio.com will allow you to do that. That's Callinradio will allow you to do that. So we're almost at the end of the week, so you know that tomorrow is our catch-up day for everything. So just want to give that out there to you. Also, with that being said, I have to double check my numbers because next week is the week. We've been roughly talking about this. This is episode 997 that's going on right here today. So 997th episode of the Rated R Safety Show. That's not counting when other people have hosted, so I think I should probably bring that in. So 997, and we'll be doing our 1,000th episode next week. Boy, I would have never expected that to occur. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight? Because I think that's going to be important.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about it. A surprising city tops the nation's list of hottest housing markets. We'll talk about that. North Korea plans to reopen to tourists. Yeah, I said that. We'll talk about that as we get into the hit list. Also, Simone Biles' mom wants a relationship, and fans are concerned for Frankie Valli. We'll talk about that. Also, Blake Lively tops husband Ryan Reynolds at the box office, but I'll give you a little bit of an explainer on how that worked out. And then another staffer exits the House of Sussex as we are talking. So, a lot of stuff, little time. We'll get it moving and grooving and rolling and bowling for you. So don't worry about any of that stuff, because that's what we do around here. We make sure that you're taken care of because you take care of us in such a nice and gentle fashion. Anyways, with that being said, I have my friends waiting at Feature Story News that are ready to talk to you about everything that is going on inside of the world of the news. So let's go ahead and get that started right now for you because, hey, it's important, and we're starting, so let's do that.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Nina Maria Potts with the latest world news. Medical professionals have intensified their protests in the East Indian city of Kolkata after clashes with the police on Thursday. Tens of thousands have taken to the streets across the nation in the past 1 week, demanding justice for the young medic who was brutally sexually assaulted and murdered on Friday. Ishan Garg has more from New Delhi.
Doctors and nurses in Kolkata are demanding an increased security presence at the R.G. Kar Medical College. The teaching hospital where the crime occurred last week has been at the center of intense agitation for the past week. The situation worsened in the early hours of Thursday when a mob ransacked the hospital, vandalizing officers and overturning police barricades. Authorities fired tear gas shells to disperse the crowd. Hundreds of doctors had gathered at the hospital at midnight in solidarity with the victim. They say the vandals came from outside the hospital and were not part of the medical staff protesting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says he shares people's anguish and has directed state and federal officials to conclude the investigation soon and bring the perpetrators to justice.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump has vowed that the 2024 presidential election will bring about a new Trump economic boom or an epic depression if he loses. In an hour-long speech on the economy in North Carolina on Wednesday, Trump pledged to bring down the consumer prices of cars, housing, insurance and prescription drugs. He then attacked the Biden administration for prompting a rise in consumer prices.
We will target everything from car affordability to housing affordability to insurance costs to supply chain issues. We have the worst supply chain we've ever had in the history of the country.
U.S. Vice President and presidential hopeful Kamala Harris's lead over Donald Trump continues to increase in U.S. national and swing state polls. The World Health Organization has declared the outbreak of Mpox in Africa a global emergency. Independent experts appointed by the WHO now say they're concerned the viral disease could spread to the rest of the world. The Democratic Republic of the Congo accounts for the highest number of the reported cases, with outbreaks also appearing in neighboring Burundi, Rwanda, Uganda, and Kenya. Jody Jacobs reports.
This is the highest emergency level under international health law. A public health emergency of international concern, a status given by the WHO to extraordinary events that pose a public health risk to other countries. The World Health Organization says the speed of its spread in the past few weeks is alarming. Specialists from the world body convened an urgent meeting of its emergency committee to evaluate the situation. Since the beginning of the year, more than 15,000 cases of Mpox and 500 deaths have been reported. Mpox is a viral disease that can spread easily among people, causing flu-like symptoms and lesions. Most cases are mild, but it can kill.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking today at the temperature records being set in Europe this year and the impact of them on a traditional English summer. The Wildlife Trusts, one of the UK's largest landowners, has published new research showing that drought is now the gravest threat facing the country's nature reserves. Catherine Brown is the group's Director of Climate Change and Evidence.
What we've seen over the last 3 years is records being broken across a whole range of different weather variables in the UK, and particularly last year in 2023, we had the driest period running up to the end of August since 1976. And what we see during drought periods is it's much harder for wildlife to find food. So a lot of people have been reporting this year that they're concerned they haven't seen as many butterflies, for example. We know that caterpillars last year were struggling to find food because plants are literally drying up. We know that wetlands and peatlands are some of our most precious habitats in the UK that also store vast quantities of carbon, dry up, and we see the effects of pollution being concentrated in our rivers as well, and drought conditions don't make that any better.
And the Trust's report says drought will be a leading threat to nature reserves for the next 3 decades, but it also now projects that if temperatures rise by 2 degrees Celsius by the year 2100, almost half of its 2,600 reserves will be in areas of extreme wildfire risk. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
And a reminder now of the hour's top story. Medical professionals have intensified their protests in the East Indian city of Kolkata after clashes with the police on Thursday. Tens of thousands have taken to the streets across the nation in the past week, demanding justice for the young medic who was brutally sexually assaulted and murdered on Friday. And that's the latest world news from Feature Story News. I'm Nina Maria Potts in London.
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Polzel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Hey there, this is Jay Allen from Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorn. This part-
part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorn, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just your spare change. It's all about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio designed to fit your financial goals, and then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorn app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
More hits to help you work. Because to get rich, you gotta work hard.
Yeah, dude, look, I just made so much money that I could just sit around on my ass all day and play video games.
Wait, I forgot about Dogecoin.
Dogecoin rules!
I thought Dogecoin rules as well. Anyways, if you were paying attention, they were just talking a little bit about mobilemobile.io. By the way, I love those people. I'm going to reference this, even though I normally don't talk about this stuff. Let me talk about it real quick. They have access to all three networks. If you ever listen, that's the phone service that I use. I kind of fell in love with it a while back. So if you go to mobilemobile.io, it has all three service providers. And I'm talking about the major three here, which would be AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile. And the fun part about that is that you can pick which one you want to be on. And you can choose the network. It is definitely lower price depending on how you want to do it as you get to hang out. But the fun part about it is that if you're in an area that you know you're going to be traveling to, let's say, for instance, you're somewhere in the U.S. and your normal service provider is not as great as, you know, as you're accustomed to for the area that you live in, you can have them change providers for you and they don't change the price of the bill. It's kind of it's a cool feature to be able to do it. So there you go. Some stuff for you, mobilemobile.io, just some reference piece. Don't know why I felt like I should bring that up, but I did. So now we're there and I brought it up. Anyways, love the phone service. I think we've had it for a couple of years, maybe even longer than that at this particular point. And they recently added what they call Dark Star, which is another, that's how they use the verbiage for AT&T. I think a warp is a Verizon, and then they have something else. I forgot what the other one's called now. I think it's called Light, but don't hold me to that. And that one's T-Mobile. So there you go. I have just given you an ad on top of an ad. What a deal there. Anyways, 19 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk real quick about what the hell's going on inside of the shit list, because I think that that's going to be important. So since the early days of the pandemic, North Korea was totally sealed. It totally sealed its borders to outsiders, not even allowing its carefully monitored tourist groups until now. Beijing-based Coro Tours announced this week that the notoriously reclusive Kin regime will once again allow tours beginning in December. For now, the groups will only be able to visit the mountains and a sacred place in North Korea lore where Kim Jong-il was born, according to the myth and legend. The only other authorized tourism company in North Korea is KTG Tours, says it is expected that the Pyongyang to open soon, too. So worth noting, North Korea state media reported last month that Kim Jong Jr. visited the construction projects to give the fields guidance. This is according to CNN. So now that you have that open as an option, will it be somewhere you'll be visiting soon? I'm just asking the question. Because that's what I get to do. I get to ask questions.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
You know, beatdown, sarcasm, all the fun stuff. There you go. Anyways, authorities in New Zealand believe that smuggling effort gone wrong led to charity distributing candy lace methamphetamines. Yeah, you heard me. The Auckland City Mission received donations of sealed Rinda brand pineapple candies as part of the donation earlier this month. And then on Tuesday, one recipient of the candy reported funny tasting candies. The New Zealand Drug Foundation then tested the treats, finding that it contained 3 grams of methamphetamines on there, so 300 times the amount that the users would normally consume. A small number of recipients were hospitalized, treated, and discharged. Drug agents say that each candy would have the street value of $1,000 New Zealand, which is about $608 U.S., leading them to believe that the bag was donated as a freak accident. This is according to NBC News. Talk about that. All of a sudden, somebody donates some candies to you, and you think that something else is entirely going on because you had no clue of what was happening. So there you go. Anyways, a small Wisconsin city tops the list of the nation's hottest home markets, according to Realtor.com study. Oshkosh average list price more than $65,000 below the national median price, which is $374,000. It offers robust downtown, beautiful views, Lake Winnebago, and hosts the world famous Experimental Aircraft Association annual fly-in year. A fly-in every year, which I don't know if that's going to be something you really want to be close to. But I'm just throwing that out there because it is experimental. I mean, if the people from the candy show that we were just talking about a few moments ago, if they were experimenting, they would probably be part of the flying crew as well. Okay, that's probably something else that I probably should not say as I'm talking.
Duh.
But people are noticing, too, that Realtor.com reports that homes in the cities received nearly 4 times as many views per property last month than the national average. Homes in the area are only on the market for the average of 18 days and well below the 50-plus days nationally. One realtor says that she's seeing homes go for $30,000 over asking, even in the tight market. This is according to Daily Mail. So I want you to think about this. If you're looking at that, so you know how competitive that market has to be. Because if the average is 50 days plus, let's just use that as the example as we're just talking, and all of a sudden you're looking at it at 18, that means that on the day that you find that property, the listing of that property, you need to be looking at that property either that day or very short thereafter. And pre-qualification and all that other fun stuff needs to be part of the journey if you're doing a mortgage, which, you know, good old Dave Ramsey says that's the only thing you should ever go in debt for if you decide to do that. And 20% down, and we can talk about the 15-year mortgage stuff if you want to, but maybe we should leave that for another show of stuff to talk about. But, man, that's a hot market. 18 days. Good stuff there. I know in the neighborhood that I live in, I remember during the pandemic, houses would go up, and normally it felt like within that same week, they were already either under contract or sold, which I was like, wow, we're going to change this neighborhood relatively quick. So there you go. Anyways, in a press briefing on Wednesday, NASA officials said they hope to decide on the plan to get the Starliner crew back to Earth before the end of the month. But that plan could include keeping them in orbit until, you ready for this, next year. Even though we've briefly discussed this already. One rep for NASA says that they've gathered the propulsion experts and troubleshot the problem, specifically the five of the Starliner's 28 thrusters that have been malfunctioning. In the meantime, the Starliner crew is authorized to use the ship to return home in the event of a catastrophic emergency aboard the ISS. The ongoing fiasco has forced the delay of two SpaceX missions. The first will now carry the astronauts to the ISS late next month, and cargo resupply mission will dock in mid-October. The president's own logical issues, since the Starliner will have to undock to make room for the SpaceX capsule. No word yet whether the undocking can be conducted remotely or will require a pilot aboard. One contingency includes cutting the number of crew of the SpaceX mission so that the Starliner astronaut can return on that vessel in February next year. The Starliner capsule would ideally return to Earth for a closer inspection. So, I mean, think about this real quick. How many movie plots have you seen that are very similar to this in regards of some weird stuff happening in space, and then you don't know what the hell's going on because people are like, I can't do this, I can't do that. You know, it's survival of the fittest. It kind of seems along those lines, and I know I'm definitely just, you know, talking stuff here, but man, does that sound extremely weird as we're talking about this. I mean, just imagine for a moment, you have a plan that you're going to be there for X amount of time, and now all of a sudden, resupply shipments can't even make it up there because of everything that's going on. It gets strange, and it gets strange quick, but this is what I talk about all the time. Technology is great until it fails you.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so take a listen to this, because we're gonna skedaddle a little bit here as we start talking about this one, because I found this one a little intriguing. As I found this news story, we'll kind of go over it a little bit. An 8-year-old girl beat a would-be robber at her dad's liquor store with a baseball bat. Yeah, with a baseball bat. This is not a joke as I'm saying this. This is actually something that really did happen. So let's go through this because it's going to get interesting. So let's do it in this fashion. Let me pull this and let me move over here. Get some things set up for you, because I think that it might be a little bit more interesting if you get it from the source directly opposed to actually it being directly me. So let's do it like this. Take a listen to this story.
Only on WCCO tonight, an 8-year-old girl grabs a bat to help her father fight off an armed robber. That girl's brave save happened while her dad worked behind a liquor store counter.
As our Uba Ali reports, there was only one thing going through her father's head.
Anything else for you today?
No.
It's back to business after a big scare at Big Discount Liquor Store in Maplewood.
I'm never going to forget.
Leo says he was preparing to close the store around 9:30 Saturday night when this man walked in and wandered through the store. Surveillance video shows him wearing an Amazon uniform, reaching in his pocket before setting a realistic BB gun on the counter.
Put the gun on the table. He asked me to give him all the money and everything I got in the register. And I told him, yes, I give you everything.
But behind the counter, beside Leo, his 8-year-old daughter.
I tried to talk to him and say, you know what? I got my daughter here. Can you just...
Oh, hold on. You're not even seeing this. I'm over here, like, glancing at this. And it's not even showing on your screen. Sorry about that. So you're hearing the news story as it's going on in real time here in regards to the information he's covering. They're showing you some video surveillance for those who are listening opposed to actually watching. But they're giving you the video surveillance of exactly what was going on. So let's continue.
You know, I just care about the safety for her.
But when he started walking behind the counter...
I'm a dad. I'm not going to be let that happen.
Leo punches the man, wrestling him to the floor. Seconds later...
I'm coming to the rescue.
You see his brave little girl.
So I'm so proud of her. So she's so strong.
Grab a baseball bat.
This is the bat. She was holding it.
Hitting the suspect before running away.
That day, I would say I just want to cry when I see the video, because I was like, I don't expect she to do that. I expect, like, a little girl crying or screaming.
An incredible act of heroism.
And she said she wanted to defend me.
From a little girl who saw her dad needed help. In Maplewood, Uba Ali, WCCO News.
Man, what a story, huh? I mean, what a story and a half of that going down. You would never expect something like that, number one, to happen. And then number two, when it happens, that all of a sudden the kid is going in there, you know, going to town saying, you ain't taking my dad. So let's go through the whole thing. The eight-year-old would beat the would-be robber at her dad's liquor store with a baseball bat. Let's see. Concoctor Morrell entered the Big Discount Liquors in Maplewood, Minnesota with a gun and demanded the money from the register as the girl's dad, identified as Leo, began collecting the cash. Morrell tried to get behind the counter where the girl was sitting. Leo punched Morrell and wrestled him to the ground, at which that point the eight-year-old grabbed the baseball bat and repeatedly struck the thief. Morrell fled the store only to be picked up by the cops nearby. He has been charged with first-degree attempted robbery or aggravated robbery. This is according to CBS. So there you go. A lot of stuff that is going on for sure. There you go. Anyways, let's talk about the Dow real quick. The Dow increased by 242 points. And let's see, it closed at 40,008 on Wednesday. And the S&P increased by 20 points to close at 5,455. The NASDAQ increased by 5 points to close at 17,192. West Texas Intermediate closed at $77 a barrel. And Brent crude was at $79 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.44 on Wednesday, and Bitcoin slid 2.75% on Wednesday, trading just around $59,000. And there was more than 2,920 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Wednesday, with about 130 such cancellations. Friday night's Mega Million drawing will be for, you ready for this, $464 million jackpot, or a $228.2 million cash payout. So there you go. So if you want to play the game, you have the time to do so. I did reference Simone Biles earlier, so let's talk about this. Simone Biles' biological mother is holding out hope that one day they can form a relationship. Shannon Biles, who gave Simone and her younger sister Adria to her parents to raise, spoke on the Daily Mail about the current estrangement from the Olympian while she regularly checks in with Andrea. Or Adria, let's say that right, gets updates from her parents. Shannon says that she would like to make amends with Simone personally. The girl's biological father also would like to forge a relationship, according to Shannon, who says that she that it is regular in contact with him. So this is according to the Daily Mail as well. So a lot of stuff there to think about. Now, I always ask about these relationship things because I'm always curious about them. Don't get me wrong. Would there be so much interest if she was not the Olympian that she is? Or is there the interest because she is a famous Olympian? I'm just asking the question. I have no clue. I have nothing vested in this. It's just a question because somebody else was already asking the question. So I figured I would ask it out loud. So there you go. 32 minutes past the top of the hour. So let's go ahead and talk about that thing that we normally do around this time that we name our main story. So let's go ahead and get into that right now.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, a lot of time, a lot of things to talk about, a lot of things to discuss, and a lot of things to give a thought to as we hang out today. And you know that we are in that weird time of the year, not because it's August the 15th, but because it's that weird time of the year, because guess what happens right now? Inside of the workplace, if they have not started already, this is normally right around the right time where it starts. The conversations are already being had. If your physical year starts at the beginning of 23, so let's say it's January 1st, you know, nothing weird, or January 1st of 25, that's when it starts. You know that they are already talking about budgets for next year. The budgets are occurring because what will happen is, probably October-ish, you have October, probably the 1st at the very latest, they have to be finalized for what they're going to get approval for and be able to go into. So what does that mean? That means one or two things is happening right now inside of your workplace. Your workplace is doing this where they're telling you spend because of what the budget needs to look like for next year because you haven't spent enough money according to the budget stuff, or they're telling you, hold back. Do not spend. Do not spend. And unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, if you don't have a lot of things going on inside of the world of safety inside of your workplace that you're trying to put newer safeguards in, and you have not a lot of money left to spend, you're almost at that line of what the budget is for this year, guess what happens? The pen gets decommissioned. The pen is decommissioned, is really what it boils down to. Meaning that whoever is signing those checks, whoever's giving it to you, tells you, pen not working, pen is broken. And these are the things to think about. Because now all of a sudden, you have to become creative. And what do I mean by that? Well, you have to figure out ways to decommission the pen that's already decommissioned. So how do you commission it again? And maybe that's the thought process today. Because here's the great part about a lot of this stuff. Inside of your workplace, people already know on how work goes in regards of when it comes to spending money. On where it goes from the standpoint of this is what the budgetary stuff normally looks like, and we won't spend more than this amount of money for things that are going on inside of the workplace, so this is what we normally do. So here's the great part. If you run some learning teams on some things that need to be corrected inside of your workplace, the people that work there, because they already understand on how some of these things work, they will know how to build it, how to structure it, and stay within budget if there's any budget left. Now, here's the other part. If your pen is entirely decommissioned, where there is nothing, that's where their creative outlets will become a bigger portion of the whole thing. Think about this for a moment. And it's going to sound like, you know, commissioning and decommissioning and the importance here, but that's going to be the important aspect because these people are going to have a true understanding, especially if they've been there for a hot minute, on what needs to be done. So think about this today, because as you turn and look at this, there are still things that are going to have to happen that we are going to have to discuss. There are still things that you're going to have to look at that you're going to go, okay, how do I get this to work? How do I get this to move? So what have you done in the past that has caused you to have to be creative? What have you done in the past where you went, okay, there is no other way around this to make this work. There is no other way besides this that I can get this work because there is no additional funding.
Duh.
That is a lot of the stuff that we have to talk about. Because if you look at it from any other fashion, you're going to sit there and go, I have to wait. Let's say right now it's August the 15th because that's the day that we're doing this. Now we're waiting until January 1st before we're able to spend anything? And that's not really how it goes because you're still going to have incidents that are going on. So think about that today. How do you recommission the pen when the pen has been decommissioned? Maybe that is something to think about today because you'll probably have some time to give that one a thought.
What did he just say? Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
We all want to make sure that our family is protected in medical emergencies. What many of us don't realize is that health insurance won't always cover the full amount of an emergency medical flight. Even with comprehensive coverage, you could get hit with high deductibles and copays. That's why an Air Medcare Network membership is so important. As a member, if an emergency arises, you won't see a bill for air medical transport when flown by an AMCN provider. Best of all, a membership covers your entire household for as little as $85
a year.
AMC and providers are called upon to transport nearly 100,000 patients a year. This is coverage no family should go without. Now, as a Jay Allen Show listener, you'll get up to a $50 e-gift card with a new membership. Simply visit airmedcarenetwork.com/safety and use the offer code SAFETY. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things as
mining,
blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
You are listening to a Radio God. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a Radio God. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot.
and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
Been waiting for this moment, the final battle of the chosen. See, I'm never gonna quit, got my legacy set in motion. So welcome to the fire.
Okay, there you go. 45 minutes past the top of the hour. You and I are hanging out on this lovely Thursday, talking about all the good stuff that we have going on. Yep, there you go. Some interesting things to talk about, to do, and all that fun stuff. This right here, Willie Echo again. Welcome to the fire. Yeah, welcome to that fire, baby. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. You know, because we try to hit all the services. No doubt about that. Welcome to the fire. Yep, a lot of stuff. So go ahead and give that one some streamer emer action. Might even want to give it a little download. Keep it in that library of yours. Yeah.
Been waiting for this moment.
So there you go. Anyways, thanks to Willie Echo for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show as we are hanging out on Thursday. Okay, so let's get into it because I'm going to tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and you can find that at TWLOHA.com. But today we're going to talk a little bit more about self-care. So when you're having a tough moment or a day, it's okay to pause and take care of yourself. Seriously, let's talk about this. So if you go to their website and click on the section that says self-care, you're going to find some suggestions on how you can do the things right now and how to make plans to keep yourself care going for future efforts. It's all kinds of stuff that's there. You know, it tells you on how you can take a few minutes and do some different things, what's important, anything to connect to your breath, some breathing techniques, make sure that you're making sure that you're taking care of your basic needs. Use your senses to create a space between yourself and your feelings. Call or text a friend. You know, there's always different stuff to do. It gives you a whole gamut of things to talk about. No doubt about that. So I would say give that a suggestion to take a look at in regard to what's going on, because I think that that's always important for us to discuss. Because listen, the mental health thing is super important. Sometimes it goes, I guess, really not talked about, because people go, oh no, there's this weird stigma with it. But the stigma will only change the more that we talk about it. And there should never be a stigma about it, because on how you feel about things in life is super important. So find out more, TWLOHA.com. Click on the section that says find help. So do that one. Do self-care. You'll have all kinds of information right there readily available for you. TWLOHA.com. Let's continue talking a little bit about some things that are going on inside of the world, because that is what we do around here. And let's talk about this. I don't think this is even fair, but a study has found that ugly people die younger. Yeah, we talked about this briefly, but let's get into more into it. University of Texas at Austin researchers found that at least attractive men among us live on average nearly a year less than those who are considered better looking. And for women, the difference is nearly 2 years. The scientist behind the findings said that chances are that this is a result of these. So not so fortunate in the looks department. People are spending a lifetime being discriminated against due to their appearance. Researchers have shown that a less attractive people tend to earn less money and are promoted less. On the plus side, though, at least you don't have to worry about how much you're going to be saving for retirement. I mean, I just look at it from that side. And I don't rush to conclusions, but there must be some trauma involved. I mean, how could there be some permanent damage from falling from the ugly tree and hitting every branch on the way down? I mean, look at it from that from that standpoint. I mean, I'm just saying, this is a report. This is a research project. I don't make this stuff up. I tell you exactly how it is. I mean, come on, man. What do you want me to do about it?
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety show.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so let's talk about some new food news. It's like the holy grail of the dairy department. Melt-resistant, healthy ice cream, the secret banana plant waste. The Colombian developers say that the new concoction will not only last longer than before turning into the puddle or slowly dripping down the arm as you are eating it during a hot day. It is also creamier than the traditional ice cream. The potential is even healthier. Last year, Japanese scientists developed a melt-resistant ice cream from polypino compounds from strawberries, but this was a new compound developing using fibers from banana plants and has been found to improve the creaminess and texture or low-fat ice cream as well. The belief is that it has been discovered could potentially replace fats used in the other conventional products as well. So just when you thought that there was one food that you couldn't improve upon, you know, somebody comes out and proves me wrong. It's okay. So here's some other food news. It just might be the best of both worlds, but Oreo and Coca-Cola have announced two new collaborations beginning September the 9th. These will show up in store shelves. Oreo-inspired Coca-Cola soda and a Coke-inspired Oreo cookie. That's right. The iconic brands teamed up to create the perfect snacking duo using one of another's flavors. The Coca-Cola Zero Sugar is said to taste like OG Coke, but the other sweet addition is the flavors inspired by Oreos. The Oreo Coca-Cola sandwich cookie will have both the classic cookie flavors mixed with sweet Coke. Packages will come in the classic chocolate cookie-infused Coca-Cola syrup, and the red-colored golden cookie will be sandwiched with the traditional white cream. The only thing that I can think that would be better is for Oreo to team up with its God-given natural partner, milk. So there you go. Some things to talk about. So I think that you should already feel motivated, but just in case you're not, we're going to bring some John Smalls into our life for him to give you the motivation minute. So let's do that right now.
Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Joe. Theodore Roosevelt said, "It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasm, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at his best knows in the end triumph of high achievement, and who at his worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly. So that his place shall never be with the cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat."
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Discipline without love is tyrannical and produces children who grow up to be both hostile and afraid. Love without discipline is permissive and trains children to be selfish and obnoxious. But when unconditional love and consistent discipline are combined, they produce children who are emotionally healthy, and well-adjusted. Proverbs 22 says, "Train a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not turn from it." Lord Jesus, parenting is relatively simple. Love your children unconditionally, discipline them consistently, and train them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. But it's not easy. Help us, I pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From FSN in London, I'm Nina Maria Potts for the latest world headlines. India has seen a night of protests by tens of thousands of women in West Bengal who marched against the rape and murder of a trainee medic at a public hospital in Kolkata last week. As tensions in the Middle East escalate, negotiators are meeting in Qatar to try to reach an agreement to end the war in Gaza. President Biden said it was getting harder to remain optimistic. And the World Health Organization has declared the outbreak of Mpox in Africa a global emergency.
Here is another bit for our competitors to copy. Rated R Safety Show.
Did someone say copycats? Hey now, there you go. Anyway, so let's go ahead and tell you about some things that happened back on this date. So as I take a look around, let's see, where do we want to go? Let's see. Let's go to 1991. Hundreds of thousands of people turn up for the New York Central Park for a free Paul Simon concert. The music showcases albums Graceland and Rhythm of the Saints. A recording of the concert was later repackaged as a live CD. That happened back in 1991. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, Chief Keef turns 29. Travis Evans turns 30. Alex Chamberlain turns 31. Jennifer Lawrence turns 34. She's only 34? I didn't know that. There you go. Joe Jonas turns 35. Belinda turns 35. Carlos Pena Vega turns 35. Emily Kinney turns 39. Ben Affleck turns 52. Anthony Anderson turns 54. And Princess Anne from the UK turns 74 today, just in case if you're wondering. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I have some of those for you. It's National Relaxation Day. National Check the Chip Day. I don't even know what that means. Like, what kind of chip? Are we talking like a gaming chip or some other kind of chip? I want to understand that better. National Lemon Meringue Pie Day and National Acadian Day. National Acadian Day. So there you go. So let's talk about it real quick because Conklin Conference coming up here in a few weeks. They did open a few more tickets up. I just want you to know this because I want to tell you, between you and I, we were sold out, and I was told that there was more spots. So there you go. We sold out, opened some more spots for you. So if you're interested in coming to Santa Fe, New Mexico, September the 10th through the 12th, we'd love to see you there. We're going to be talking about the world of human and organizational performance taking place. And, well, we'll call it in Conklin Land, Conklin Conference 3, Santa Fe, New Mexico. To find out more information, safetyfm.io will give you more information about what's going on. You can go there, take a look at what's going on. You'll have the, if you end up going to the conference itself, you'll get to hang out with Jen Long, Andrea Baker, Bob Edwards, Todd Conklin, of course, just to name a few. I'll be there doing some hosting, so we'll take care of you while you're there. We'll talk about the world of human and organizational performance during that time frame, so would love to see you there. Santa Fe, New Mexico in September does definitely sound like a good time. That is for sure. So let's talk about some other stuff before I let you go. If you need a random joke for today, here's this. Exactly how many babies have gotten thrown out with the bathwater before they invented the saying? I just want to know. I want to have a better understanding. Also, if you need something for a phone starter, try this. Do you have a personal motto? If so, what is it? Start off with that one. You're really going to throw some people off. Also, here's this. Question for the water cooler. 67% of us say that we enjoy this treat in the summer, but only 10% eat them in the winter. What is it? Popsicles. So there you go. Anyways, thank you for hanging out with me on this lovely Thursday. Always a good time when we get to hang out and do the things that we get to do. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm. If you want to come over there and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so, we'll be talking about the world of music and entertainment by doing that. If you decide to stay on Safety FM, you'll get to hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he goes through the world of safety consulting. Anyways, Primus is doing some cool stuff starting September. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it, but hey, if you communicate with him, maybe you should ask him. So there you go. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. It is better to be hated for what you are than to be loved for something that you are not. It is better to be hated for what you are than to be loved for something that you are not. I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen. So welcome to the